This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, April 16th. I'm Audrey McCabe. At the Montrose County School District Board of Education meeting on Tuesday, the superintendent and an assembled committee presented information regarding the district's budget. Due to potential state-level budget cuts and falling enrollment, the committee made a few surprising suggestions.
Over the next 10 years, I'm forecasting we may go down by as much as 600 students here in Montrose County School District. Accordingly, we have suggested a couple of scenarios if the idea of running fewer programs becomes a budgetary strategy for the district. Two that seem to have value would be merging Pomona in the central part of Montrose into the schools adjacent to it, or merging Northside into the adjacent schools adjacent to it.
Shannon Bingham, a school planning consultant with over 40 years of experience, shared some insight into declining enrollment, one of the leading factors in the potential decision to close one of the schools.
So when I started my career, 98.5% of Colorado kids went to their local neighborhood school for in-person learning. And our estimates for the state now are in the low 70s as far as the percentage of kids that are in their local neighborhood school for an in-person learning experience.
The committee clarified that if one of the elementary schools is closed, the facility will be repurposed for other programming and will continue to be used by the district.
Well, I want to be clear, like, we're not considering taking a facility offline. So when we're talking about savings, we would repurpose a facility if we close one of those elementary schools. So we have a need that I spoke to of a program that's expanding, and it would be able to absorb that program at minimum. So, you know, we would repurpose the facility.
Board member Tiffany Vincent asked the committee about the recent purchase of a building to use as the district's field house, and if one of the elementary schools could have been used for this purpose instead, preventing the purchase of the new building. The committee answered that this was not the case.
Because that's one-time money versus ongoing. So that purchase would not in any way, purchasing or not purchasing, would not in any way affect this budgetary conversation for next year.
Superintendent Carrie Stevenson told the board that they don't have to make an immediate decision.
We absolutely recognize that this is a lot of information, and there is no expectation that the Board of Education makes a decision tonight. I believe that you received an email inviting you to some help sessions, so if you want some individual or small group time, publicly posted if necessary, to be able to ask the team additional questions beyond tonight, we absolutely will make that happen. We are prepared to have Mr. Bingham with us the rest of this week, a couple of days, to host some community meetings at Pomona and Northside. Should the board give us consensus tonight that this is something that we should continue to consider and move forward with?
Next week.
Should the board say tonight, you know, no consensus, we really don't have any intention of moving forward with a school consolidation, that is the board's decision to make, and then we will respond accordingly.
Board President Nisha Balik stressed the importance of communicating with the public that the board has not yet reached a decision.
So let me just clarify. If you do presentations, if that is what the board decides to explain what a school closure entails and what it looks like to the schools and the public, I just wanted to be clear to the board that we haven't decided that that's what is happening. And so I also am concerned, but I've been concerned with this whole process, about the fear, about people being, you know, just really unsettled by this. I think it's going to happen no matter what. I think more information is better as far as communicating, but I would want it to be known that the board has not made any decision, even if there's communication at these schools about closures and what that looks like. So that to me is really, really important.
The board decided to not make an immediate decision, and will use the April 28th session to discuss options after having more time to look at the information provided by the committee and to potentially get input from community members. Here's Stevenson again.
As I shared in email communication with the board, I would suggest that the April 28th work session be changed to a special session so that the board can revisit and make a decision on it. That'll give us enough time next week to go out and do those community presentations and the virtual presentation, and then it can be revisited by the board at the April 28th meeting. That's what I had suggested previously.
KVNF will continue reporting on this story as the board considers its options. In news out of the North Fork, Paonia's hometown theater group is celebrating a major milestone. The Paonia Players marks 25 years with a return to its roots, bringing back the beloved musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. For KVNF, Marty Derlin brings us the story.
Founder Marilee Talbot is the driving force of Paonia Players, currently presenting the 30th production under the organization's banner, a reprise of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
It was my first show that I ever directed here in Paonia, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and we had a cast of maybe about the same number of kids, about 35 kids. And so since it's been 25 years and we've really been building up Paonia Players in the subsequent years, we're now a nonprofit organization and we try to do things all year round for kids and adults. We thought it was the perfect time to do this show again and have another generation of kids get to enjoy this amazing musical that is just so much fun. They're having such a great time with it. I think we try to do a very high level of production that you're surprised that kids can do what they can do. But if you have high expectations for them and, you know, rehearse enough and make it fun, they really come through. Right. So it'll be a great experience for anyone who comes out to see it.
Candace Orlando, who also choreographs, is a parent whose daughter Athena is in the production. She talks about why she believes the theater experience is important for child actors.
It builds confidence for these kids, being able to learn dancing, singing, learning lines, working together as a group. It's something like it brings people together like you would never even understand or realize unless you get to do it for yourself. And so these kids get to build their relationships together. And when you get on stage and you do something, it brightens your life and your way of who you are as a human. And you can take that on for you for the rest of your life.
The young actors chimed in. Jamie talked about her role and what it has shown her. And Sophia looked to the future.
I'm Jamie Nelson. I'm 14 years old, and I play Lucy.
Okay, and what school do you go to?
I go to Paonia K-8. Okay. My favorite part, I kind of just like acting like my character because it lets me explore more things. Like, it helps me be a little bit more confident. It helps me ease into being in the stage a little bit more. And it also just, like, helps me, like, try and be my best self. It, like, makes me reflect. Lucy's this really, like, bully. It's fun to act like a bully. But I'm not a bully.
I want to be an actor. I want to go to Utah University and because they have a really good acting program, and then I want to pursue acting. Even if you have one like good hit, it doesn't mean you're going to be rich and famous right there. You have to work really, really hard for it.
Talbot spoke to what the theater means to people in difficult times.
You know, we just need joy right now. There's a lot that is troublesome in the world, and people are down and scared or frustrated or sad or whatever, and coming to see kids singing their hearts out and really doing such a great job will bring you joy. Friday, April 24th is our opening night, and then we have two shows on Saturday, April 25th, one at 1 p.m. and another at 7 p.m. And then our closing matinee is Sunday the 26th at 1 p.m.
For the KVNF Regional News, I'm Marty Derlin.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.